तब कथमृतम तप्त जीवनम कविभिरीडितं कल्मषापहं श्रवणमंगलं श्रीमदततं भुवि गृह्णन्ति ये भुरिदा जनाः. The nature of the words is the life for those who are scorched by the world. The words which have been uttered by the knowers of truth, which wipe out sins, the very hearing of which is beneficial, which are beautiful, pleasing to the ears, pleasing to the hearts, which are inexhaustible, those who recount them on the earth are the givers of plenty. Om Shantihi, 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 peace, 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 Pentwood. We started to speak on this series, Gems for the Guardian of Saints, spiritual talk by Swami Vishuddhananda, a disciple of Holy Mother, and the eighth president of the Ramakrishna Order. The Swami was born in 1883, passed away in 1962. He was a spiritual magnet. He practiced severe austerities in his life, and all the spiritual treasures which he gathered, that he distributed and shared with his disciples and the Jabujis. Every evening he used to come to the living room and the devotees would come and he used to talk to them only about God. And those talks are recorded. At that time, it was in the 50s, no tape recorders, some people wrote it in longhand and then they published it. Ramakrishna Mission, Shillong, 16th March, 1957. Swami started to talk about the Gospel of Ramakrishna. He himself said, I read Gospel 50 times. And every time I read, I find something new. That book never becomes old. He mentioned, you see, the Gospel, you see, actually it is 177 days entries. He used to record in his diary, it is only 177 days, only. And he associated with Sri Ramakrishna from February 1882 to March 1886. In his diary, there are many entries are there. He could not have time to develop it. I saw his diaries. If you find that M's book here we have for sale, that book, we reproduced some of the entries of the diaries in that book. Anyhow, he was talking about, you see, there are so many teachings of Ramakrishna lost. Then he mentioned, I shall tell you something which is not in the Gospel of Ramakrishna. There are two types of people. One type is just like a winnowing fan. Kulo, in our language we say, rice and husk, when they put it in their kulo, the village women, they look like this. So all the husk will go out, only kernels will remain in your container. That is one type of people. Another, chaluni, strainer, it has many holes. All the good things go down, only bad ones, say essential parts go through these, below, and the unessential portions are held by the strainer. He mentioned, there are some people, like Kulo Prakriti, they always take the essentials and hold the essential and give up the unessential. And there are some people, they take the unessential and leave the essential. In this way, he was explaining that, you see, in this world, chini balite mishe ache, sugar and sun or sand are mixed together. Take the sugar portion, remove the sand portion. In this way, he was giving analogy after analogy. Then in this connection, I shall tell you two more teachings of Sri Ramakrishna are not recorded in the Gospel. Swami Virajananda ji mentioned in his Paramartha Prasanga towards the Gold Supreme, which he heard from the disciples of Ramakrishna in Baranagar Monastery in 1890s. He said, Sri Ramakrishna told, there are some people have many defects, but they don't see their own defects. They only see other people's defects, and they criticize them. He sees chaluni, the strainer, tells the needle, hey, there is a hole at your back. Do you see it? That strainer has hundreds and hundreds of holes. The strainer does not see it, but he sees the hole of the needle. Hey, there is a hole at your back. Do you see it? Well, Sri Ramakrishna told this story. And another story Sri Ramakrishna told to the devotees. One village woman had, very poor, she had two bangles. And she was trying to show people, look, I have bangles. And who cares to see where the old lady's bangles, you know. Yes. One evening, she set fire in his thirst heart. The house is on fire. All villagers came. Then she was telling, look, my everything is gone only except these two bangles. She got a chance to show her bangles. My everything, whole house, everything is burnt. He was cheering. There are some people, very egotistic, big ego. Only they want to show their egos to the people. You know the ways how Sri Ramakrishna used to teach people through analogy so that you can see it. Then he said, this Rathokalpana, concept of the chariot, it is a simile. He quoted from the Katha Upanishad. This body is the chariot. The senses are the horses. The mind is the rein. Buddhi, intellect, is the charioteer. And Atman is the passenger. So your body, always remember, the Atman is there. Is staying there majestically, and Buddhi, intellect, is the driver, and he is pulling the reins of the horses, controlling the horses, and the horses are running. Then he says, if the horses are disciplined, if the horses are well trained, your chariot will go to the destination. But if the chariot is not, if the horses are not well trained, you may get an accident. It can overturn your chariot. Then he said that, you know, in human life, One thing is very important, your vivek, your conscience. Before we go, I go further, let me explain to you. Every human being has three bodies. Guru's body, subtle body, and the causal body. Guru's body is made of flesh, bones, just like your body, my body. Flesh, bones, stone. What is subtle body? Subtle body, according to Vedanta, has 17 limbs, 5 organs of action. How do you work? Bak, pani, pada, payu, upasa. Bak, speech, through speech we work. Pani, through hands we work. Pada, through feet we work. And the other organs, the lower organs, that's the function. Otherwise, the body cannot do well. And 5 organs of knowledge. Knowledge comes to human system through 5 ways. Through the eyes, we see. Through the ears, we hear. Through the nose, we smell. Through the tongue, we taste. And through the skin, we touch. These are the 5 ways we get knowledge. If somebody touches, if somebody is touching me, I can see you, I can hear you, I can talk to you, I can smell you. These are the 5 ways we gather knowledge inside. 5 organs of action, 5 organs of knowledge, 5 pranas. Inhale, exhale, some prana in the stomach is by digesting food, some pranas are all over the body. If anybody touches here, my prana says, yes, somebody is touching. And then the life breath, when a person dies, how a person, the prana, like a rocket, shoots this individual soul. And the causal body, with made with ignorance. So these are the 3 bodies we all carry. And Vedanta explains another thing. Your Atman, my Atman, are covered by the 5 sheaths of the soul. Sheaths, S-H-Y-A-T-H-E. 5 sheaths of the soul. The first sheath is called Anandamaya Kosha, blissful sheath. Just ignorance, a thin layer. It is just like saran wrap, you can see through. That is the first coating. Second, Vijnanamaya Kosha, intellectual sheath. Next, mental sheath. Then, vital sheath, Pranamaya Kosha. And then, physical sheath. When we meditate, we try to cut all the sheaths and try to reach the Atman. It is amazing that pure consciousness, that Brahman, Atman is within all of us. But all the time we are carrying the Atman, but we do not see it. We do not feel it. Why? Because God created our mind with outgoing tendency, so it goes out. You close your eyes, sit in front of your shrine. Psh! It is not in the jiti, it is moving somewhere else. Restless mind. That he was talking about a vivek. Power of discrimination. Discriminate. Sometimes, we sit in the shrine for an hour. If mind goes, even 5 minutes, it does not just change with the chosen deity. Restless mind. We know it, experience it. Repeating mantra, lips are moving, mind is not there. Some days, of course, it depends upon the mind and the association. You see, this holy company is very, very important. In Chandogya Upanishad, there is a verse, আহার শুদ্ধৌ সত্যশুদ্ধি সত্যশুদ্ধৌ ধ্রুব স্মৃতি স্মৃতিলাম্বে সর্বগ্রন্থিনাম বিপ্রমোক্ষ। আহার, ফুড, উই আর কনস্ট্যান্টলি গ্যাদারিং ফুড ইনসাইড। ডোন্ট থিঙ্ক উই ইট ওনলি থ্রু দি মাউথ, উই ইট থ্রু দি আইস, উই ইট গ্যাদার ইনসাইড থ্রু দি ইয়ার, থ্রু দি নোজ। উই আর কনস্ট্যান্টলি গ্যাদারিং থ্রু দি ফাইভ সেন্সেস ইনসাইড ইনসাইড। আহার শুদ্ধ, ইফ ইউ টেক পিওর ফুড, সত্য শুদ্ধি, ইওর মাইন্ড উইল বি পিওর। ইফ ইউ কনস্ট্যান্টলি গিভ গুড ফুড, গুড কম্প্যানি, গুড অ্যাসোসিয়েশন, গুড রিডিং, গুড মেডিটেশন, গুড ম্যান ইন ইউর লাইফ, ইওর মাইন্ড উইল বি ফ্লাডেড উইথ গুডনেস। সত্য শুদ্ধি, আহার, ইফ ইউ টেক গুড ফুড, দি মাইন্ড উইল বি পিওর। সত্য শুদ্ধ ধ্রুবা স্মৃতি, ইফ ইউর মাইন্ড ইজ পিওর, you will get constant recollectedness of God. All the time God's thoughts are in your mind because your mind is pure. Impure mind thinks only about the world and the sense objects. Smritiambe, when you have a constant recollectedness of God, you will be illumined. That is the whole secret of Vedanta. That in one verse, Sanat Kumar told Narada in the Chandogya Upanishad, this is the secret. Gather always continuously inside good things. Your mind will be pure. The mind, pure mind only thinks about God. And when you constantly think about God, you will be illumined. But what is that God? You say, Bhuma iva sukham nalpe sukham asti. Bhuma, infinite. Bliss is only in the infinite, not in the finite objects. Anyhow, buddhi. A buddhi is very, very important in human system. Who is the head of your human system? Buddhi, intellect. Intellect is the king of this body. Why? Because the intellect and the consciousness is the meeting point in the human system. First is Atman reflects on the buddhi and makes luminous. The moment this luminosity comes in the buddhi, this body becomes conscious. We do not see the electricity, but the outlet is giving this light. So Atman is there. Hey, this is the buddhi, the outlet. It is coming and giving me knowledge, I can reach it. This is the way it goes. It is buddhi. Some people are stupid. Some people have dull intellect. Some people have very bright, sharp intellect. It is all difference of buddhi, training, education. Education sharpens the intellect, knowledge, wisdom. A buddhi. Such as Krishna says in the Gita, buddha usharana manicca kripana falaitava. O Arjuna, take the refuge of your buddhi. And buddhi, do you know what is? Buddhi satpaksha patini. Buddhi always tried to take you to the good side. And this morning I was watching Good Morning America, and there one young man and killed his friend because that friend fell in love with his ex-girlfriend and killed him and buried him, and he is caught. Now they just said, young man, now stay in the prison whole life, no parole. When he was killing, murdering, his jealousy was so rampant, he did not realize the result of his karma. Buddhi was deluded, completely deluded. I was watching that boy's face, very young, in his perhaps maybe late teens or early 20s. Young man, very good looking. He will be in jail the remaining part of his life. Why? Buddhi. Buddhi did not discriminate. Sometimes people get so let me tell you a story of Buddha. A monk came to Buddha and said, monastic life is not for me, I am leaving. Buddha said, don't leave. I know your past life. How do you know my past life? In the past life, you are a fish. And you chased a female fish. And the female fish saw a net in front of it. She took the side direction. But you were so blind, you hit the net and you were caught. And the fishermen want to sell you. I bought you. And again I released you into the water. I saved your life in the past. I'm telling you, you are that fish. Again, your mind is going toward the world. Do not leave. That is a parable, one of the parables of Lord Buddha. Buddha u sharanamanitsa. Buddhi yoga dhananda. Hey Dhananjaya, use the buddhi yoga. He buddhi, intellect. Sometimes we get deluded. We cannot see what is right, what is wrong. I sometimes tell them, do you know what do I tell them? If any critical question comes to your life, don't make any decision for 3 days. Pray and try to think, what shall I do, Lord? Please tell me. In this way, pray, pray, pray. Prayer means you are communicating. It is a dialogue between God and man. That is called prayer. You are talking to God, your indwelling self. That who does that? Buddhi. It is the buddhi. It's seeking help. Please help. Same thing Arjuna was confused. Whether shall I fight or not? Krishna says fight. And Arjuna was arguing, why should I not fight? Why I shall not fight? Krishna says, you are going to fight. Your very nature will force you to fight. You are trying to escape from your duty. Vivek. Swami talked about that day, about Vivek. Now, Patanjali says, Abhyasa vairagyabhyam ta nirodha. Abhyas. Repetition of practice. Vairagya. Non-attachment. These two things are very vital for controlling the mind. There are no third method. Arjuna, Krishna also told Arjuna in the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Abhyasena tu kunteya vairagyena cha grijyate. Abhyas, practice, vairagya, renunciation, non-attachment. These are the two ways you can control the mind. Why should I control the mind? Shankara says, Jitam Jagat Kena Manuhi Jena. In the Muni Ratnamala, Shankara says, who has conquered the world? The person who has conquered the mind. Who has conquered the world? He who has conquered the mind. So how can I control the mind, conquer my mind? Practice. What does abhyas, repetition of practice, do? Kalyana srot udghachyate, kalyana srot. Srot means current. Kalyan means goodness, blessedness. The path of God opens through practice, 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 practice. Or what does vairagyena cha? Vishaya srot khili kriyate. A vairagya, non-attachment, will close your current to your worldliness. It will stop the current of worldliness in your mind. So bad things will not come to the mind. This is the way it works. Knowingly, unknowingly, we are all practicing it.
So practice detachment or practice what? Practice what?
Practice meditation, you know, concentration and meditation. I sometimes say, do you know what, how does it go? In the Garuda Purana, actually it says 12 breaths. I call it 12 seconds. If you put your mind 12 seconds on a particular object, it will be one unit concentration. And 12 multiplying 12 means 144 seconds. If you can fix your mind on one object, that means 2 minutes, 24 seconds. If you can hold your mind, that will be 1 unit meditation. And 144, my multiplying 12, it is 1728 minutes, 28 seconds. If you can concentrate, means 28 minutes, some seconds. If you can fix your mind on one object, that is 1 unit samadhi. 28 minutes, your mind will not move. Akbar, motionless. So think of that.
Great.
Then Swami was talking about renunciation. In the Katha Upanishad, perhaps you know that the story of Nachiketa. He found that his father was not very sincere. He is supposed to give away everything, but he was giving only some old cows. So he went to his father and said, "Father, according to this Vishwajit sacrifice, you are supposed to give away everything. Whom are you going to give up? Give me. Whom are you going to give me? I am your son." "Oh, you are my son. I am not going to give anybody to you. What? According to sacrifice, you are supposed to give up everybody. Everything." Then father became angry. "I give you to Yama. You go to the god of death." So he went to god of death. God of death was not at home. He went for a vacation somewhere or some other duty. Then after 3 days he came back. "I'm sorry," his private secretary said, "a young Brahmin boy is at your door. 3 days he did not eat, he did not drink. Please make him first satisfy him, then come inside. Otherwise, if he is angry, your everything will go away." Then he said, "Please tell me, you are at my door for 3 days, ask 3 boons from me." "You want to give me boons?" "Yes." "All right, my first boon is, my father is very angry, may he give up his anger for me. And when I return from your home," you see, god of death means you are dead. "At least he will be able to recognize me." "Well, all right." That boon is granted. Second boon, I say, "People like to go to heaven. I like to know the mystery of the heaven." So he told him the mystery of the heaven. Then what is the third boon? "Please tell me about the Atman." Pass. He was reluctant to give the knowledge of the Atman. Sreshya Preshya Manushya Meitattau Samparikta Dhidhinibhivinakti Dhira. Dekho. Potame he tried to tempt him. Shatayurvai putra putra putran vrinishya bahun poshun hastim his hiranam ashvan bhumir mahadatanam vrinishya saradam samjabodichyaji. "I give you hundreds of years of longevity. Son, grandchildren, elephants, horses, gold, diamond. Take this vast empire." And Nachiketa is nodding his head. I don't want. I could not tempt him. Ima rama sarata sarturja nahi drishabalambani yamanushayihi. Take these celestial girls. No human being has ever been received them. This is the first time I am giving these girls. Please take them. No. "I don't think these girls are poor. Even their chariots are made of gold. Have them." No. Then Yama says, "I could not tempt him." No. Then he said, "You are the right person. You are the fittest person to know this Atman." Then he started to speak about the Atman. What is that Atman? That Swami was telling, you know, in spiritual life, it is a journey. There are so many obstacles will come to your path. Keep your buddhi clear. Intellect. Then he talked about, that day he was talking mainly on renunciation. He think, you know, you people want to renounce, what do you have? You people are all poor. Real renunciation is Buddha's renunciation. He was the prince, only son of the king. He has kingdom, beautiful wife, one son. His father made three palaces for him, one for winter, one for rainy season, and one for summer. He renounced. Then he told, his father knew that his son either will be a big king or he will be a mendicant, will be a monk. So he always kept him into the palace and music and dance and enjoyment. But one day he went for a walk with his charioteer, he went to see the city. He saw an old man, you know, shivering and walking with a stick. Who is he? Oh, he is an old man. Old man? Yes. How come? Well, every day will be old. Is that so? Well, yes. Another day he saw a person was shivering. Who is he? Oh, he is a very sick person. He is suffering from disease. He is shivering. Is it so? Well, yes. Everybody gets disease. He had no concept about old age, about disease. Then one day he found that somebody was carrying a dead body and stealing Ram Nam Satya Hai. In India, do you know when they carry the dead body, what they repeat? Ram Nam Satya Hai. Only Rama's Lord's name is real. That they shout and carry the funeral procession. Or in our part of the country, they say, Hari Bol, Balahari. Balahari, Hari Bol. Chant God's name, Hari, Hari Krishna's name. And in our order, we have another, Hari Om Ramakrishna. When a person dies, we repeat that name in their ear so that they can take that sound with them. Hari Om Ramakrishna, Hari Om Ramakrishna, that we say to our monks. So anyhow, so Buddha saw the dead body and he was thinking, death is inevitable, disease is inevitable, suffering is inevitable, old age is inevitable. I shall find out a way so that I can transcend birth, death, suffering, misery. So he started to meditate. See, he found the 12 chains, Purtitta Samutpada. The 12 chains, this cause and effect. 12 chains he, through meditation he saw. Then he found this 4 Aryan path, Arjashatta. There is misery. There is a way to stop this misery. This is the misery, the cause of the misery, and how to stop the misery, and this is the antidote. So, Eightfold Path of Buddha. He talked about it. Then he talked about Lala Babu. What a beautiful story. I used to live near that Lala Babu's house in Paitpada. Huge palace. He was a Maharaja. And through the window, he was watching. Outside the palace, there are some washermen. They used to wash their clothes for the rich people. In India, do you know what they do? They will carry your dirty clothes, and then they wash it, iron it, and then they will give delivery to your home. So this little girl, young girl, was telling her father, ফাদার বাসনায় বেলা যে গেল বাসনায় আগুন দেবে না, ফাদার দি সান ইজ অ্যাবাউট টু সেট উইল নট সেট ফায়ার টু বাসনা, বাসনা মিন্স ড্রাই ব্যানানা লিভস, দে বার্ন ইট অ্যান্ড দ্যাট দে মেক অ্যাজ এ ডিটারজেন্ট, দোস অ্যাশেস ইট ইট জাস্ট লাইক সোজা সোপ পাউডার ইউ পুট দ্যাট ইন ভিলেজ দে ডু দ্যাট থিং। সো বাসনায় আগুন দেবে না, বাসনা হ্যাজ টু মিনিংস, ওয়ান মিনিং ইজ ড্রাই ব্যানানা লিভস, অ্যানাদার মিনিং ইজ ডিজায়ার্স, ফাদার উইল ইউ নট সেট ফায়ার টু ইয়ার ডিজায়ার্স, দি সান ইজ অ্যাবাউট টু সেট, বেলা যে গেল। সো দিস কিং ফ্রম দি প্যালেস হার্ড দ্যাট গার্লস সেইং টু হার ফাদার অ্যান্ড হি ওয়াজ থিঙ্কিং শি ইজ রাইট, দ্যাট গার্ল ইজ রাইট, আই এম লিভিং ইন প্যালেস, I am almost old man and still I am enjoying this life, I must leave. He left the palace and went to Vrindavan, took the monastic vows and built a temple. Still there is that temple is there in Vrindavan, Lala Babu's Mandir. Lala Babu's, yes. In Vrindavan that temple is very very important temple. That rich Maharaja became a mendicant, renounced the palace, money, enjoyment, everything. That little girl became the teacher, guru of that king. He told that story. Then he mentioned, dive deep. Some people in spiritual life, they remain in the surface plane. Dive deep. Go inside. Who obstructs our going inside? Desires. Desires are like we, they do not allow us to go, so that I will float. That means in the sense world, mind always in the sense world. Dive deep. Then he sang that song, Dubde re mon kali mole, ridhi ratna kore rabat jale, ratna karna shunna kakon, duchat dube dhanna mole, তুমি দম সামর্থ্যে এক দেবে যাও দুইকুল কুঞ্জলি নির্কুলে, ও মাই মাইন্ড ডাইভ ডিপ, ডুব হৃদি রত্না করে অগাধ জলে, হৃদি মানে ইন দিস হৃদয় ইন দি হার্ট, অগাধ জল মিন দি ইন দি ডিপ প্লেন অফ কনশিয়াসনেস, দেয়ার ইউ ডাইভ ডিপ, মার্জ ইউর সেলফ ইন কনশিয়াসনেস, ইউ সি driving a couple of times if you do not find gems and jewels, but don't give up hope. Ratna karna shunna kakon duchat dube dhanna mole, two and four, few times you may dive deep, you may not get the gems and the pearls, but definitely that there is pearl in that ocean of consciousness. Dive deep. You must get it. It is a Ramprasad song. বিবেক অ্যান্ড বৈরাগ্য হ্যাভ দিস টু, ডিসক্রিমিনেশন অ্যান্ড ডিট্যাচমেন্ট। রামকৃষ্ণ মিশন শিলং 17th March 1957, স্বামী স্টার্টেড মানুষ হু ইজ ম্যান, হি সেড মান হুঁশ দি পার্সন হু ইজ কনশিয়াস অ্যাবাউট হিজ ওন সেলফ, that person is manush. Hush, hush means conscious. Manush. Then he says there are four kinds of human beings you can see, jiva, four kinds of soul. Baddha jib, mumukshu jib, mukta jib, nitya jib. Nitya jib means they are eternally perfect souls. Like Narada and Shukadeva, they are born in this world just to do good to humanity. They have no motive for worldly things. Jiva is absorbed in God consciousness. They are ever free souls. They will never be bound, untouched by Maya. That is Muktajib. That is Nityajib. Muktajib is their free souls. By practicing spiritual disciplines, they got illumination. They are Mukta. Maya cannot touch them. After illumination, Maya cannot touch them. Because they can see the whole picture of Maya. Mumukshujib, they are trying. I want to live, I want God in my life. And the fourth, Baddhujib, bound souls. Entangled with Maya, family, children, money, worldly problems, this, that. Submerged in Maya. Sri Ramakrishna, this thing gave illustration through fish. Nityajib, when there is a lake and the fishermen are talking that, you know, we are going to fish now. We shall drop the net and take all fish from the lake. The Nityajib, they listen. Oh, they have come to catch fish. Immediately they leave the lake and they go some other lake. They are Nityajib. They will never be touched by the net. Second, Muktajib. Do you know what happened? The moment they, you know, the other side, the fishermen, this side fishermen, they pull the net, Muktajib, the moment they say net is coming, boom! They jump over the net and go to the other side. They will never be caught. They do not touch the net. The moment they say net is coming, they will jump. And that is Muktajib. And Mumukshujib, do you know what? The moment you see that fish, that through the nose, the net touched, she put a tremendous pressure and tear the net and go to the other side. Mumukshu, with tremendous speed. And Baddhajib, do you know what do? They just lie down on the floor of the pond and just fishermen just caught all of them and sell in the market. How Sri Ramakrishna, we can visualize this thing because we are born and brought up in village. We can visualize how the fishermen catch the fish and how they jump. So Sri Ramakrishna says, in this world you will find four kinds of souls. They are trying to live in this world, you know, Baddhajib, Muktajib. A Baddhajib, they will never talk about God. Then he told the story. There are some Calcutta devotees would come to Sri Ramakrishna with their friends. When they are listening to Sri Ramakrishna, they feel so uncomfortable. Talking about God, I am very uncomfortable if you talk about God. So the friends will say, you know, my friend, you please talk, we shall wait for you in the boat. They move around, you know. They will eat perhaps some tea, coffee or eating somewhere, and then they will wait in the boat and then they will return together in Calcutta. Sri Ramakrishna says, Sri Ramakrishna, he could check people. Seeing the mind, he can say, oh, jao, jao, jao. Rashmuni Baganbadi dekho. Go and see the temple garden of Rani Rashmuni. Shh. He used to clear those people. They feel uncomfortable. They do not like to listen about God. I have seen some people. They feel very uncomfortable if you talk about the spiritual things. Then Swami said, whom should you blame? Do not blame anybody. Then he talked about the Gita, the sixth chapter of the Gita. Uddharet atmanatmanam natmanam avasadayet atmaivahi atmanabandhu atmaivari puratmana. Listen, Arjuna. Your disciplined mind, and raise yourself by yourself. You are your friend, you are your enemy. Your disciplined mind is your friend, your indisciplined mind is your enemy. Do not blame anybody. I remember when I was in Hollywood, I gave a lecture, "The world, : neither good nor bad." I try to say this world is a stage, and we are all actors and actresses. We are, every man, woman is acting their respective roles. If you act well, you are happy. If you do not act well, you are unhappy. But some people, those who are bad dancers, they will always blame the stage. "This stage is not good, so I could not dance well." I remember one girl, she's skating in Olympic. She always blamed, you know, she's from Portland, Oregon, you know, I still remember. She would always blame everybody. Expert dancer never blames the stage. When you want to play in your role, play well. Otherwise, quit the stage. Whatever work we do, you are a teacher, you are a doctor, you are an engineer, you are a builder, do it wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly. Then you will get satisfaction. When you see the result of your action, that will give you satisfaction. I did well. সংসার তার আমার নয় সবই তার এই ভাবটি নিয়ে সংসারের কর্তব্য পালন করতে হবে থিঙ্ক দ্যাট দিস ফ্যামিলি মাই হোম বিলংস টু গড আই এম জাস্ট দ্য কেয়ারটেকার অলওয়েজ ব্রিং গড ইন ইয়োর লাইফ দেন লাস্ট টু ডেজ আই ওয়াজ ট্রান্সলেটিং দিস Rup Sanatan drama of Girish into Bengali. Swami was quoting from Sanatan Goswami. Rup and Sanatan, these are two brothers, are the ministers of a Muslim king named Hoshin Shaho in Bengal. I'm talking about 13th, 14th century. Chaitanya was born in 1486, that time. So these two brothers, they are three brothers, they want to renounce. Met Chaitanya and became his disciples, got initiation, and they want to renounce. And the king don't want to leave them, allow to leave them. Because he knew the flourishing, the progress of my kingdom is because of these two Hindu ministers. He was a Muslim king, Badshah, Nabab. Then what happened? Rup ran away. Ballabh, his younger brother, ran away. Now Sanatan alone was at home, and he was the prime minister. And he was feeling intense renunciation. He wanted to resign from his post, but the king won't allow. So he stayed at home and told that I am not well, I am not coming to work. King sent his doctors, and I could not find any disease and this and that. But I shall not work. I shall only work for God. I do not want your money, I do not want any position, I want to renounce. King sent his chain guards and arrested him, and took him. Please work. I do not want you to be monk, and if you do not work, I shall put you in jail. All right, you put me in jail. So they put him in jail. Then king came again. I am going to fight with the king of Orissa, a Hindu king. Please come and look after my kingdom. No, I shall not work. You won't work? Put chain in his feet and hand and put him into dungeon in the dark, in the basement room. He was there chanting Krishna's, Chaitanya's name, Krishna's name. his wife came to rescue him. He came to the jailer. He came in disguise of a Brahmin Pandit as an astrologer. Hello, Ramdin. I see you will be a millionaire tonight. What do you mean? Well, I am an astrologer. I can see your hand sign. Sign of your palm, I can see you are going to be a millionaire tonight. Ha! I am a poor salaried, poor paid jailer. Who is giving me $1 million? I can tell you will get. But if I be a millionaire tonight, I shall give you whatever you want. Then he said, here is your million. He put a bunch of jewelry to the king. Who are you? Well, this jewelry is more than $1 million price value. Take it. Who are you? Then he said, I am Sanatan's wife. I want to release my husband. The king has gone to fight. King was not in the country. What? He was in dilemma. But you promised? Now don't break your promise. But do you know what? I have a little problem. Well, what problem? The man, the god, Sanatana's god, is a Muslim. He is in the there. So, let me see what can be done. In the meantime, that Nasir, his name is Muslim, that god, he went to Sanatana. You know, you are a little, very holy man. Day and night I hear that you talk with somebody. Could you tell me with whom do you talk? Well, I talk with my beloved master, my guru, Chaitanya. But I don't see him. Well, he is everywhere. You know, I am very sorry for you. I put that iron chain in your feet. I am very sorry. Well, you don't have to be sorry. You just chant Chaitanya's name and embrace me. Well, I am a sinner. I am a Muslim. Well, no, no, no. Those who chant God's name, they are pure. You just hug me. Just chant Chaitanya's name. You will be pure right now. So he says, all right, Chaitanya's name, then I shall not work here anymore. So chanting Chaitanya's name, he was going out. And now, Sanatana's servant's name was Ishan. Ishan was waiting outside. He saw, here the Muslim god is chanting Krishna's name and leaving. He asked, hey, what is the matter? Well, I am going to see Chaitanya. I resigned from this job. Well, you are such a nice person. Why don't you give your dress to me? Why don't you give your uniform to me? Take this uniform. I shall never use that uniform as a god, you know. So he put that uniform and he entered into the jail. So, in the meantime, Ramdin called. Hey, Nasir! Nasir was not there. Ishan appeared. Then, who are you? Well, I am Sanatana's servant. Then, please release him. So, Sanat, please, it is God's grace that all this day the Muslim god left and the jail is, door is open. Now, Ramdin told Sanatana, here is a paper. Say that I shall work, then I shall release you at this very moment because it is the order of the king. Please, that will be a lie. Please, no, no, it will not be a lie. Then after going out, there is a horses waiting for you, you just go away. Sanatana says, I cannot do that. Then Aloka says, release him. Remove his chain, bring him outside, we shall see. So brought him outside and then they crossed the Ganges. And then the wife left and Ishan followed him. Then he crossed the Ganges, 500 miles they will have to walk. Banaras. Chaitanya was there. Very fantastic, very thrilling, very fascinating story. Then what happened? Aloka, the Ishan, the king, the Sanatana was saying, "Hey Ishan, my feet are not moving forward. And somebody is pulling me. And I think you are carrying a blanket. I get some smell from that blanket." "Oh no, 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 this blanket is Katha. It is made with Namaboli, that God's name, that cloth. That cloth, I made these things." Then on the way, they stopped near the jungle, and a man came and said, "Hello, please come, be my guest. You people are tired, have food with me." Then he was watching. He was a robber. He was watching. Then he said, "Well, Sanatan was asking, you know, this man is serving with wholeheartedly. Could you tell me, do you have any money with you? Be honest. Be honest with me. Do you have any money with me?" "Well, I have 10 gold coins I stitched in this blanket that I am carrying. That is the reason I cannot walk." There we see, Girish was showing Ramakrishna's renunciation. He could not touch any coin or anything like that, that he was showing in this drama. Then what happened? Immediately that robber came and said, "I shall kill you both. Give that gold coins to me." Sanatana said, "Don't kill us. Take these 15 gold coins, and I have one request. Give one to my servant so that he can return home. And 14 are yours." "Bale, you are a very good person, honest." "Bale, yes." "Bale, are you going to police?" "No. I shall not disturb you. You just enjoy." So he sent Sanatana, his servant, to home and said, "Is Sanchayar path, a tagged path, aknoy. Holding and renunciation cannot go together." So Sanatana went to Puri and then met Krishna Chaitanya and became his main disciple, then went to Vrindavan. Oh, that is a beautiful story. So what happened? Before he renounced, Rupa Goswami wrote a letter to Sanatana. It is a cryptic letter. Ya, ri, ra, la, e, yam, e, ram, na, a. Only 8 alphabets are there. If you complete it, do you know what will come? Yodupate kagata mathurapuri, rugupate kagata tra koshala, iti vichinta guru samanasthiram, nasadeti jagaditi upadharaya. It is a shloka. Yodupate kagata mathurapuri, that Krishna's mathura, where has it gone? Rama's koshala, ajodhya, where has it gone? Think it deeply. Samanasthiram, make your mind firm. Nasaditi jagaditi abadharaya, this world is not real. So he renounced. I am just writing these things that you know that how Ramakrishna's ideas, Girish, interjected in the various characters of his drama. Fascinating story. I wrote 40 pages, 40, 45 pages. Different drama. For example, Sri Ramakrishna's longing, he showed in Billa Mongol Nato. Oi Sayang Sandhanade, Oi Shankha Ghantanade, Sayang Sandha Karadi Jagane, Oi Puraladin, Koi Dekha Lo Dekha Dao Puru, Man Kare Akuli Bikuli. This is the evening. Sri Ramakrishna, seeing the setting sun, used to cry, "Mother, another day is gone in vain. Still thou art not revealed unto me." That cry, he put it in one drama. Oi Sayang Sandhanade, Shankha Ghantanade, Shankha, Conch, Ghanta, Bell. there in the evening time, that is the way they make the sound of the vesper sound. Shayam sandha kare dijagane, the Brahmins at that time repeat their Gayatri mantra. Shui din galo, the day is gone. Koi dekhaolo, I could not see God either. Dekha dao, Prabhu. Lord, please do thou reveal unto me. Pran kare akuli bikuli. My mind is bang with separation, it's full of pain. Lord, please do thou reveal to me. That how Girish was a brilliant playwright. How he put, sometimes Ramakrishna's words even, he put it in his drama. That I am working now. Then Swami says, Satsanga, holy company is just like a boat. It helps human beings to cross this turbulent ocean of Maya. Kshanamiya sajjana sangatirika bhavati bhavarna vatarne nauka. It is Shankara's Charpata Panjarika Stotram. Shankara sang these things. Even a momentarily, if you meet a holy man in your life, even short time, bhavati bhavarna vatarne, that will help you just like a ferry boat. You will be able to cross this ocean of Maya. You know, some people saw Sri Ramakrishna only once, saw only Swami Vivekananda once. Life changed. Their whole lives changed. That way, you know, I tried to experiment these things in Hollywood in 1970s. I started a series of lectures, They Lived with God. I brought householder disciples of Ramakrishna. Here is a family person. Suppose Yoginma, married, a very rich man, found that man is unfaithful. He had three wives. She tried at most to adjust, could not make it. Left husband. That husband was a terrible alcoholic, abusive. Had a daughter, came back home, broken hearted. In 1982-83, met Sri Ramakrishna at Balaram's house. Whole life was changed. Thakur told about her. In previous life, she was a gopi in Vrindavan. She is very expert in cooking. Old Vrindavaner, Shukte Siddha. Her bichas carry is superb. Sri Ramakrishna used to give all this certificate that who cooks well. Whole life was changed. Gopalma. That woman, 30 years, 16 hours a day, repeated Krishna's name and had the vision of baby Gopala. Golapma. Only one daughter, married with a very, she was a beautiful, paragon of beauty. Married a Maharaja, died. So much grief stricken came to Sri Ramakrishna. Sri Ramakrishna told Holy Mother, this woman will be with you. Feed her. Feed her, give her food. If you eat food, your grief will go down. Actually, Golapma was always the bodyguard of Holy Mother, till death. How these people, sad, divorced, poor, broken, how these people came to Sri Ramakrishna, how their life was transformed. That I tried to show in that book. Here is their past life. Here they met Sri Ramakrishna, how their lives were transformed. That I tried to show in that book. They lived with God. 31 householder disciples of Ramakrishna. Same God lived with them, the 16 monastic disciples of Ramakrishna. Their past, present with the Master, and the future, what happened to their lives. Then, holy company, very, very important. Up to this tonight. ॐ निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पादृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमिदं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामः स्थापकाय च धर्मस्य सर्वधर्मस्वरूपिणे अवतारवरिष्ठाय रामकृष्णाय ते नमः जय मा